Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating. Raymond J. Keating is the name on all the books. Pastor Stephen Grant novels. There's half a dozen of those, and a number of other publications he's been responsible for, including many. Very important documents that he's produced on behalf of small business and entrepreneurship in his role as chief economist for the SBE Council, .org, by the way. Ray, thanks again for being here. I want you to get into your research on the state of entrepreneurship a little bit more. You reported in the last segment that based on where we should be right now, without any kind of compounding, not even counting the opportunity lost.
Right.
We should have almost three and a half million more small businesses than we do.
Right, and it's a straightforward analysis. It's just looking at, again, you know, what's the trend in incorporated, self-employed, unincorporated, employer firms. Taking those numbers, looking at those as a share of the relevant population, you know, the working age population. And we're just not producing entrepreneurs, if that's the way we want to put it.
At this point in time...
Not too long ago.
With conditions a little better than they were, say, you know, 7 or 8 years ago, how much do you think, is in your report, maybe I missed it, how much of it do you think is demographic, the younger generation? Are they as entrepreneurial as their older generations are?
Yeah, I've seen conflicting numbers on this. Generally, the last time I looked at the breakdown by age group, it was kind of interesting that the upper age groups, you saw an increase in actually both labor force participation, so the general being out there working or trying to get a job,
mm-hmm.
and in terms of their level of entrepreneurship compared to younger age workers. And this is, you know, that 25 to 54-year-old male, female, you know, this decline that we've seen, not only in terms of entrepreneurship, but also in terms of labor force participation, you hear these talking heads say, oh, it's all about everybody getting older. And, you know, is there a portion of that's in there? Well, yeah, but guess what? It's a very small portion. When you break it out by age, it's the, you know, younger workers that are at a far lower labor force participation rates than they have been historically. So that's, you know, so the age thing.
And they should be trained for the new job, shouldn't they?
Exactly. The age thing is really, I just think it's off the mark when we're talking about people being out there in the workforce and people looking to become or becoming entrepreneurs.
How much do you think the drop in entrepreneurship is a result of the technology I've written quite a bit about the barbell effect, that where customer expectations are relegating the legacy retailers into the bar because they're no longer relevant. Do you think those kinds of things is affecting startups?
No. And I think it's just the opposite. You know, you're always going to have the creative destruction going on in the economy. The rate has certainly increased, but it's always gone on in a dynamic free enterprise economy. In fact, I would argue that, you know, why isn't the entrepreneurship rate higher when you look at the tools that entrepreneurs have now to reach customers not only down the street or the next town over, but literally around the world?
But why aren't they then?
Well, that's the question. Isn't that the question? So the tools, technology is enhancing the ability to become an entrepreneur.
Right.
And the question, the question is, why not? And I think you have to explore a whole host of areas. You have to explore the economic side of things. You have to explore the policy end of things. You have to explore the cultural aspect. You know, we have always been a nation that, praised entrepreneurs.
Right.
This is part of the American dream.
Self-determination, take responsibility for your life, that sort of thing.
Right. And is that still the case? Is that what we've been communicating to young people?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
I think I don't disagree with you. But and there is one other thing here, Ray, that must be said. It's harder being a small business owner today than it used to be. It's harder. Trust me on that one.
Right. Listen, I'm with you there. I mean, I'm in the boat too.
My point is there's so many more things to deal with. I mean, every day a small business owner wakes up and says, "Wow, there's another social media thing I didn't know about."
Right. But there's two ways of looking at it. It's, "Wow, there's another social media thing I didn't know about," or, "Wow, there's another social media thing I didn't know about."
No, you're right. No, that's the right way to look at it. But when you have 7 in 7 days, you know what I mean? At some point in time, we don't have the bandwidth. We don't have the bandwidth the big companies do.
Well, we're getting it, and compared to much of the world, we do. So it's you know.
I'm not talking about physical bandwidth. I'm talking about organizational bandwidth.
Right. Well,
I'm not talking about IP bandwidth. I'm talking about physical bandwidth. We don't have enough people to do all this, and it's just harder being a small business owner.
What's the flip side of that? The flip side of that is we don't have that stupid bureaucracy to get in the way. We can make things happen.
There's no question about that. We've always had that. Now, what I'm getting at is, if you're already and this comes back to what I said in the other segment, Ray. If you're already in business, taking on one more thing is not that hard, but it's, even though it's hard. But if you're starting out right now, it's not one more thing. It's all those things.
Right. But you know what? Again, what is technology doing there? What are entrepreneurs in those fields doing to make it easier for other entrepreneurs?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm discovering things, and I'm excited every day. Like when I go out and sell books, I'm discovering new ways to do that and new ways to communicate it. That's exciting. That's opportunity.
SBECouncil.org. Ladies and gentlemen, and all of Ray's books, look for them on Amazon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.